Morning, Rabbi Yisrael, Yud Chodesh. Ronnie's not here today, so we'll take a break from what we were discussing yesterday, just to discuss something which, in a way, is a little bit of a Torah way originated Shalah. Why? Because yesterday was the chuppah of Dodi Itzkovich's daughter, Dodi Zichrona Levracha, and I went to the chuppah. And there was a reception after the chuppah, and God asked for shalah. So I thought I'll share the shalah with you. What happened? So they were serving, and they had waiters going around, offering hot snacks like little burgers and sausage rolls and that sort of thing. And they also went around with goujons and chips. And they were in like paper cones, yeah, a paper cone with a goujon and a little a half a dozen chips.
Goujon is fish, no?
Wait a second. Okay. So this lady took her goujon, and she took a bite, and she swallowed it, and then she thought to herself, "This doesn't taste like fish. It doesn't feel like fish." And she asked the waiter, and the waiter said, "No, it's chicken." So they were serving what looked like fish and chips, because normally you serve that in a paper cone. Yeah, it was actually chicken and chips.
Always ask.
But she didn't ask. She took a bite and she swallowed it, and then after that she didn't have any more. Why? Because she'd prepared a milchiga supper for herself and her wife and her husband, and the shaila was, have I become fleishig to the extent that I can't eat milchigs anymore? Right, I did it b'shoigeg, and I ate a lot less than a kazayis. She took one bite, if you like, a lot less than a kazayis, but she swallowed it. But she swallowed it. She didn't spit it out.
It's midrabanan, yeah.
And therefore, so it's midrabanan. Ask him. It's midrabanan because it's oif, because it's chicken. So come on, be mekel, and allow her still to eat the milchiga supper that she prepared for herself and her husband. And so this is discussed in Siman Peites in Yoridea. Yoridea Hilchas Bosa B'cholov. In Siman Peites, it says, first of all, that the halachas of waiting after meat apply equally to behemo, chayo, and oif. And the Mefoshim say, behemo is midaraisa, chayo, and oif is midarabonon. And that you have to wait whatever the shear is, the 1 hour, 6 hours, 3 hours, whatever the shear might be. And there are two reasons given. One reason given is, according to the Torah, because when you eat a meat product, any of those meat products, it leaves a certain amount of grease, a greasy lining in the back of the mouth, down the throat, and in the stomach. And therefore, if you afterwards eat milchigs, then the milky is going to pick up the grease from the throat, from the lining of the stomach, wherever it is. And therefore, you're going to be eating bosa b'cholov. That's the Torah's shitta. And the Rambam says that the reason why you're not allowed to eat cholov or gvino after bosor is because you might have little strands, little bits of chicken or little bits of meat which is caught in the teeth. And then later on, when you eat the milky, then you'll be swallowing, maybe the strands or the bits will come out, they'll join the milk, and you'll swallow it with the cheese, so to speak, and therefore you're eating bosa b'cholov. Nafkamina, there are various nafkaminas, la locha between the two, the Taz and the Shach, and all the Mephoshim say, we're choshish for both shittas. We're worried about meat stuck in the teeth, and we're worried about the greasy lining. And therefore, it's not a question of a kazayis. A kazayis is a question of when I'm mekayim a mitzvah. Let's say we're talking about mitzvahs matzah. I have to eat a kazayis in order to be called achilo. If I'm doing an avera, achilas chelev, then I have to eat a kazayis in order to be chayev a chatos, yeah, or chayev a korban, whatever it is, yeah? Okay, so therefore, yeah, that's when you need a kazayis. Here, it's a practical thing. Once you've eaten a bit of chicken, you've got a possibility of teeth, of food stuck in the teeth, and you've got the possibility of fat lining your throat. And therefore, there's no nafkimine. Now, Locha asked the Shaila to one of the Rabbonim there, and he says straight away, it doesn't make a difference, less than the Achila, less than the Kazayis, doesn't make any difference. She became Fleishig, and therefore she couldn't serve her Milchig supper. And therefore, the story had a happy ending, because she and her husband went out to Novolino Bistro, And they ate fly sheeks for supper in the restaurant.
I don't know if that's.
Torahway, Northwest London. Second day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, the 23rd of October. Harav Shmuel Tzuka Shlita. Pasha Inyan. Yeah. This week's Torahway has been sponsored anonymously. Lichvoid Simchas Anisuin of Tzipi Itzkovich Shatichia with Shimi Simons, whose chuppah was yesterday. Yerotzen Shivna Bayis Nemo be Yisrael Hashem Lasilo.
Where is it?
I just remembered.
Where is it?
It's not in this
one. This shiur is really also Leila Nishmas. Became a mechutna of ours, Dodi.
Yeah.
For years when I'm coming, he was an expert at nudging people to speak. He used to call me countless times, and I'm doing a tshuva mishkal today that I always turned him down. I came here to visit my parents for simchas, so I'm doing tshuva today by coming and having the schus here to share it v'atayr with all of you. Should be le'ilin nishmosai, and le'ilin nishmosai atahayra, and the schus of the daily divrei Torah over here should be for his neshama, and melech Yosef for the mishpacha.
Amen.
We're coming out of Yerech HaYisonim, the Tkufa of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and we're starting all over again. This week's parasha, Parashas Noach, just to begin with one question, and then we'll talk generally about beginning the Torah again after the Yom Noiroim. The Mefarshim asked that water, Mayim, is not the usual substance used to punish. Fire might be more fitting. Gofris for melach, srefa kolarzo. There's other methods of punishing. Mayim is usually equated with bracha. As Rashi says, even by the Marble, it began with bracha. It began with Gishmei bracha. Why would the Rabban Shalom destroy a world, the most severe punishment ever meted out to the Bria, with Mayim? Mayim is bracha. We have to understand what Mayim, the world, and what it means that the world is underwater. The idea is, Parashas Bereishis begins with creation of the world, Olam. Olam means Helam. Helam means hidden. What was hidden? Hashem created a world that's hidden. What is Olam is Helam? What happened? What was hidden? So for that we have to understand what we cannot understand. Before Hashem created the world, nothing was hidden. What was there, we don't delve into it. One thing we know, that there's nothing could be hidden from the Or of Hashem. So Hashem's Or was clear. And there was nothing hidden. Hashem created a pocket to create the world. In order to create a world, not going into now why, but in order to create the world, Hashem hid. Olam, Helam, Hashem hid His presence. We look out the window, we don't see Hashem's presence. When Hashem created the world, two things happened. Number one, Hashem's Or was hidden. And there was like two worlds now. There's the world called the Olam HaChitzoni, the world which is the world where we look out the window, the world that the eye gazes at. And then there's an Olam HaPnimi. And then a person, there's an inside world. And a person has inside him also. He has his access to the outside world, which unfortunately many spend most of their energy in koichos accessing, exposing the outside world. And then every person has inside him an olam apnimi. And, you know, Milan Agadol and a testimony from these hostages that came out, Baruch Hashem, and they all testified, and some of them never knew there was anything like anything apnimi, anything inside. They were total externals. And they testified that they suddenly saw a light and they saw connection and there's something inside them, deep inside them. Shemal is mi ma'amakim. Suddenly there was an olam apnimi. Suddenly there was a whole pnimius that was exposed to them in an incredible way. So there's an olam achitza and there's an olam apnimi. What's our avoda here in this world? What the physical eye sees is the olam achitza. Avoda of a yid is to break into that olam apnimi. To break into Olam HaPnimi. Same Olam HaPnimi that the hostages broke into. Rahman and Etzlan. But a person can do it without Chas V'Shalom getting kidnapped. Every person has inside him an Olam HaPnimi, and in the world is an Olam HaPnimi. And this is the avoid of a person down here in Olam Hazeh. Hashem sends an Hashama down into a world that's chitzonis. It's a world that pulls a person to stocks, to shares, to material life, to the Olam Chitzoni. But a person's going to break in, his avoid is to break into Olam Pnimi. And that's why Hashem gave us this wonderful gift called Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos says, Eloshin matona toiva yeshdi bebeis genozai. It's Eloshin bebeis genozai. Matona toiva yeshdi bebeis genozai. Beis genozai means secret place. Shabbos is a secret world. A person goes into Shabbos, a person prepares himself properly for Shabbos, he goes into a secret world, he goes into a beis genozai. There's nothing better that can describe a beis genozai than Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, a person makes a cheshbon and nefesh. What am I doing and what am I feeling? Time to climb into myself to see what's really going on. Time, cheshbon and nefesh, what's the purpose of creation? What's the purpose of my creation, etc. That's why Halacha brings down that there's an inyan to eat fish on all the three sudas of Shabbos. If somebody likes fish, so you should make sure to eat fish in all three sudas on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down at the beginning of Hilchas Shabbos. Why? Because fish swim in the ocean, swim in the sea. The Svarim call the sea is the Alma Diskasya, it's the hidden world. The sea is called the Alma Diskasya, it's the covered over world, it's a hidden world. The sea is a hidden world. There's a lot going on in there in the sea. We don't know what's going on. It's called the hidden world. The eye doesn't see what's going on in the yam. Fish swim in the sea. That's why the fish are blessed. And there's no iron horror. Gemara says that Yosef Atzadik, Yid Gula Roiv, is compared to fish. Why? Anami Zara, the Yosef Kasina, the Lo Sholtabay in Abisha. There's no iron horror on Yosef Atzadik. We'll explain in a minute why. Yosef Atzadik is compared to a fish. A fish, there's no iron horror on a fish. That's why they multiply like that. Why? Because it says that a brocha is always shori on a dover, which is
somim
in the eye. So the yam, the fish, is somim in the eye. Somim in the eye means it's olma pnimi. You can't really see it. Yosef HaTzadik was a Tzadik Nista. Our example of a Tzadik Nista in Tanakh is Yosef HaTzadik. For Haim Loi Hikiru, his brothers didn't recognize him. They suspected him of who knows what. And he was a Tzadik Nista. And he lives in an inside world. Yosef HaTzadik is the perfect example of somebody who lives in that inside world. And that's why it's a great life. When he was in jail, he was telling his fellow inmates, he asked him, Adua Pnechem Roim Ayem, why are you looking so bewildered? Why are you looking so upset? You know, the Egyptian jails were not like the British jails. It was pretty rough to be in an Egyptian jail. And he's asking them, Adua Pnechem Roim Ayem, why are you looking so bad? Yosef Tzadik lives in an inside world. You can put him in jail, you can put him here, you can put him there. Yosef Tzadik lived a life of a yo-yo. In other words, he was up, he was down, he was his father's favorite, he was stuck in the bar, and he was taken up, and he became king. And Rashi says, "Yosef Hayav Mitzrayim, he never changed. He was the same Yosef. Somebody who lives in an inside world doesn't get affected by all the changes that occur in his life in the outside world. So that's the koyach of Yosef Tzadik lives in a hidden world. Yosef Tzadik is compared to a fish. Ve'yidgul Arev, he's blessed with a fish. The fish live in an inside world. Shabbos, we enter an inside world, and that's why in Shabbos we eat fish. That's why we fish on every meal on Shabbos. That's also the inyan, one of the kavanas to have." Baruch Hashem, many people are noyeg, the minig to immerse themselves in the mikveh before an Erev Shabbos, even people that don't go every day, that go every Erev Shabbos. There's a lot of Yidin that go Baruch Hashem every Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos. I still remember the old mikveh in Reb Chunas, a long time ago. It was barely used. Baruch Hashem, there's a beautiful mikveh today, and the Erev Shabbos here is mamish packed. What's the inyan of going to mikveh Erev Shabbos? This is the inyan. One of the inyan. A person immerses himself under the water. What's Shabbos? Shabbos is you've got to enter a base ganazi, you've got to enter an inside world. How do you enter an inside world? So we said the yam, the mayim represents, the mayim alma diskasya represents you going into a hidden world. That's what the yam represents. So Shabbos, we go into the mikveh, we immerse ourselves, we duck, we go under the water to remind ourselves that we're leaving now a world that we've been very busy with during the week. And very busy, a person's got to go out, ala michya, ala chalkal, he's got to go out to work, he's got to meet people, he's got to this, he's Isaac in Vasafta the Ganacha. You're going to go into an outside world. Shabbos is a time to immerse yourself into an inside world. Immersing yourself into an inside world means going to the mikveh of Shabbos. You go under the water, you immerse yourself into an inside world. This is, by the way, also a kavana that a person should have when he says Shema. When a person says Shema, he covers his eyes. Why does he cover his eyes? Because he's going into a different world, into an inside world. The Svasema says, when you cover your eyes and you close yourself off from this world, then you go into an inside world. And that's why it's interesting that before Korbanos, when we recite Shema the first time, we say Atu Atshalei Nivra Olam, Atu Mishinivra Olam. Meaning, it's the same Hashem we recognize before creation, after creation. Why we say it over here? Because when we cover our eyes, we go into a world, a hidden world. We said earlier that the hidden world is the world, the same world as it was before Hashem created the world. So when you go into a hidden world, there's no difference between before creation and after creation. So you say Atu Atshalei Nivra, Atu Mishinivra Olam. Akal Panam, this is a very deep Indian, just to ponder upon it in a second. All chataim, all sins are caused by too much access to the outside world. The first sin of all sins, which was a sin that took place in Gan Eden, occurred because of this reason. The Chazal say that why did the Nochash entice Chava? Because it says that Ro Oisam Asukim Itashmish, other the Nochash saw other Mechava with Oisak and Zivuk, which is something that's supposed to be done, Kiddushin, Yichud, Zivuk, all these things are things that are done inside. The things that are done inside behind closed doors, they belong to an Olam HaPnimi. Kedusha, Kedushin, Yichud belongs to an Olam HaPnimi. And obviously they were doing it in a more nechetzonious way than the Nachash saw it. So all sins were really caused by a person turning the inside into the outside. Yeah, is it clear?
Yeah.
Turning the inside into the outside. That's the Sharish of all Chataim. So the Sharish of all Tikkunim is we've got to go back inside. And therefore the one day of the year, which is a kapara, which is a tshuva for all the days, which is the day of the year, which is the sherish of all days, Yom Kippur. What happens in Yom Kippur? The Kohen Gadol has to go inside, not just inside. He goes not just lefnim, but he goes lefnai velefnim. He goes to the most innermost, meaning he's going to innermost. You want to do tshuva? You got to climb into such a hidden world. You got to go into such a pneumistic world. That's the kapara. That's why Yom Kippur is even more than Shabbos. Shabbos is based on Ozai, but Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is Mamish. Yom Kippur is Mamish Olam Haba. Yom Kippur has to do with going to Nam. Yom Kippur, there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and then there's 8 days of Rosh Hashanah, you made tshuva. The number 8 is Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is Olam Haba. That's why the Gemara says the Olam Haba ain't by Lachila Leshtiya. In Olam Haba, there's no Achila Shdiya. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. There's a mitzvah of eating. Oinek. Yom Kippur is Kol Kula Olam Haba. Olam Haba, the Gemara says, Ayin Leirasa Likim. Zul Sechel. Ayin Leirasa. Olam Haba is the most hidden world that there is. Yom Kippur is Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is the inner of Olam Haba. So therefore, the Shoyrish of all Tikkunim is you to climb deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's what we do on Yom Kippur. And that's why it's true to say, I think every Yid feels this way, that on Yom Kippur, a person just feels so oblivious to everything that's going on in the outside world. For the Bachram and the Yeshiva, I always use a mashal. You sometimes get Bachram, you want to get them off listening to certain music they shouldn't be listening to. So they say they love it. They say, you know, they really like it. Music is something that you connect to emotionally, and it's very hard for them. So I always ask them the same question. I said, let's say that very same music, somebody comes with headphones in the middle of Ne'ilah, middle of Kol Nidre, and he puts the headphones and he switches it to the highest volume. How would you feel about it? I said, I'd feel so sick, I'd throw up. Why? Because because it's Yom Kippur, I can't listen to that type of music in Yom Kippur. So that's because you're in an inside world, that's why. Yom Kippur is an inside world. Yom Kippur is the shorish of all tikkunim. When a person's in an inside world, he's oblivious to the Olam HaChitzoni. And then even when you leave Yom Kippur, you find it easier to remain to a certain degree in that inside world. You feel the oineg, Shabbos is tainug. Anything which has to do with the inside world is a tainug, is an oineg, and you feel yishmak. And therefore, what do we do after Yom Kippur? We go into the sukkah. And in the sukkah, we spend 7 days enclosed, secure, protected from the outside world. That's the whole Indian of sukkahs. They were yidden back in the day. They were yidden back in the day who didn't leave the sukkah. They don't be yidden. The whole sukkah, they wouldn't leave a sukkah. I had an uncle. He's not alive anymore. You must have known. He moved to Golders Green, Asher Badil. Rabbi Asher Badil, I remember when he lived in Stamford Hill, on Farrell Road, he had a sukkah, which was a stone sukkah, which had everything you need in there. You could live there. It was like an apartment, which was a sukkah. And he had an intercom where he would communicate with his family, and he probably stayed there the whole time. I'm sure Minyanim, he went out, but sukkah is a time where you are enclosed, where you're enclosed. Sukkah is a time where you live in the inside world. So this is really what's going on in the Yom Nairan. Rosh Hashanah, you spend much of the day in shul. Yom Kippur, you spend the whole day in shul. Sukkah, you say, you spend 7 days. The common denominator is you're totally enclosed. You're living in an inside world. And this is the safety. This is what enables a person to survive throughout the year. There is an Olam HaChitzon. You have to be involved in the Olam HaChitzon. But Mitzat Sheni, you've got to first climb into the Olam HaPnimi. That's what we said. Shema v'hoyam shemoya is vasafta de ganecha v'tirosh chavitzarecha hanek ben minik derech eretz. Shema, the parasha v'hoyam shemoya is telling you go out to work, earn a living. You promised it in the ksuba, no eflach v'oizen. You have to go out to work, but before you go out to work, you got to say shema. Before the parasha v'hoyam shemoya, you got to say shema. Shema means you got to close your eyes. Closing your eyes means that you got to climb into an inside world. When you climb into the inside world, then even when you exit the inside world, and you access the outside world, it's much more of a message. You know, why are you doing it? You do it with a certain cheshbon. Why am I doing it? Why am I working so hard? I'm supporting my family. I'm having guests at my home. I'm giving tzedakah. Whatever your cheshbonos are, they're coming from a very inside place. And this is really the whole difference between Yaakov and Esav, which is Am Yisrael and all the Umas Olam. Esav is an Ish Sada, that's how the Pasuk describes him. He's an Ish Sada. What does an Ish Sada mean? He's an outside person. He hangs out on the outside. He's an outside person. His whole life is living on the outside. Yaakov Avinu is an Ish Tom Yoshev Oholim. He lives in an inside world. He lives on the outside. He lives on an inside. And today we're living at the end of Golas Edom. We're living at the end of Golas of Esav. And that's why people are much more access to the outside world. And it makes Avodas Hashem a lot more difficult. And it makes Nisyonis a lot more. I speak to Yidden from the Shtetl. One of my hobbies, to speak to Nash from, and you hear across the board that in the shtetl, their learning capabilities were very minimal. They heard Sipurit Tzadikim, and they learned a bit of Ein Yaakov. They didn't learn like people learn today, and they were so Yiddish, and all they knew was Yiddishkeit. Why? Because they had no access to the outside world. You lived in the shtetl. I was recently I was giving a share in Muncie, and we drove into Mincha, into New Square. New Square is next to Muncie. So there's the shtibl. So we drove into New Square, Square. So we gave a ride to this old Square of Chosid, and home, after Marif. So I asked him jokingly, I mean, I meant it as a joke, he took me seriously. So I asked him, he's like, how long are you living in Square? He said, about 50 years. So I said, have you ever left Square? I meant it as a joke. So he said, yeah, I've been a couple of times to Muncie. Like, Muncie's like a 5-minute drive from Square. Like, so these people, they live in an inside world. They don't know what's going on in the outside world. They live a Yiddish life. And a lot of them have their learning capabilities, and they're not big ovdim, and not big, they're simple even. But they live in an inside world. Even in an inside world, you save a lot of nisyonis. But we're living in that world because we're living at the end of Golas Edom, which is the Golas of Esav, who's an Ish Sada. So it's much harder to climb, much harder to live in a pnimistic world. And part of this is that there's so much access today with technology, there's so much access to everything that's going on in the world. You can know every revolution and every this and every murder and every overthrow of a regime and everything and from all over the world. Esav was an Ish Sada. I'll just tell you something on this Nakuda, drop deeper. Esav was an Ish Sada, he was hairy. Hairy means outside, chitzonius, the hair grows on the outside. Don, the Pasuk says, he don nochosh, aleoin. Don is nochosh, the Indian of nochosh, he's a tikkun of the nochosh. What did Don do? Don used to take all the stragglers, all the Eden that were thrown out of the Ananah Kovod, and he brought them back into the Ananah Kovod. That's what his job was. What was the Ananah Kovod? The Ananah Kovod was enclosing the Yidden. The Ananah Kovod was what enclosed all the Am Yisrael, brought them into the Olam HaChitzon. But there were Yidden who were sent out of the Ananah Kovod. What did Don do? Don used to bring them back to the Ananah Kovod. Shimshon HaGibor came from Don. Shimshon also was a Nazir. A Nazir means he grew his hair. But it's Kaddish here, it's Kaddish. Kaddish has to do with the Sod of Kedushin, Zivuk, Yichud, as we said earlier. Which means that he took something which is hair, took something which is Chitzoini, and he was a Nozir. A Nozir means he made it into a Dovah Kedusha. Dovah Shebe Kedusha is an inside thing. Kodesh Kadoshim, it's an inside thing. That's mamish what Don was doing. You take the Chitzoinis, instead of taking the Pnimius and turning it out, you take what's outside and you turn it in. That's why it says that Roya Soita Bekulkula Yazir Atzma Menayayin. You should become a Nozir. Why a Nozir not allowed to drink wine? Because wine is Nichnas Yayin Yotza Soit. In other words, you're taking something that should be inside and you're turning it outside. What's a soita? A soita is gilui arroyas. You're taking something that should be inside, you're turning it outside. So therefore, arroyas soita bekulkula yase atzma minayayin. You can be careful not to drink wine because you've got to be careful to live in the inside world and not to turn the inside world out. That's the inin of nozir. So that's the inin of the tikkun of Esau. It's an ishsoi, was nochash, happens to was done, and Shimshon HaGibor. Ratzadik has a whole arichas that they thought that Shimshon was Mashiach. Nochash is gematria Mashiach. This is the tikkun of bringing Mashiach, is to go back into the pnimistic world, for ye to go back into the inside world, for ye to focus in his life way more living in life of pnimis world. The pnimistic world is enriched. It's far more enriched. A person can climb into himself, into so many. I speak to a lot of Bali Chuvas, and they say that you know, where they were in the worst place, and suddenly they were exposed to this pneum, and suddenly they see an R, and suddenly they see. There's so much going on inside a person, and there's so much going on. A person can live this world in a shul, in a this, as much as you can. I tell sometimes people, they say they've got big concern. I said, just run into a shul. Just sit there, just sit in the shul. Don't take out a sefer. They're not in the mood. They're going through tough times. They've got this. They've got this going on and that going on. So just go into a shul, sit down inside. Be in an inside. Get off the streets for a couple of minutes. Just sit inside. It's so helpful because then we really appreciate. So this is really Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach, it says, but Tishachis Aretz. Tishachis Aretz means, Rashi says, Gilei Arayos. Gilei Arayos is exactly what we're saying. Gilei Arayos means you're taking something which is Kedushin, Yichud, and Zivuk, and you're turning it outside. They were living at, they turned the world into total Chitzoini. Parshas Bereishis is the Parshas of the creation of Olam. Olam is Heilam. You're supposed to live in a hidden world. What did they do? They turned the hidden world into a Chitzoini stick of world. So what did Hashem do? How did Hashem punish them? He turned the whole world underwater. What is water? Water, we said, is the Alma Discussion. In other words, the whole world had to go back underwater. Why? Because just like Hashem created the world, it said the whole world was originally underwater. Why? To teach you that you've got to live. We said before that the world, the yam is alma discuss. You've got to live a life in the hidden world. In the you've got to live a pnimistic life. They turned the whole world into chitzoinis, and therefore Hashem punished them. The whole world had to go underwater again to teach them that you've got to live in the alma discussia. Yid always has to look, how can I break out of the chitzoinis? How can I break into pnimius of Torah, into pnimius of Avoida, etc., etc., etc.? And interesting, we'll finish off with that. Parshas Lech Lecha is Avraham Avinu goes into Eretz Yisrael. The pasuk says there, Vayava Avram Ba'aretz. Rashi says there two words, Nichnas Besoicha. What does it mean, Nichnas Besoicha? What does it mean? He entered into Eretz Yisrael. What, he tunneled into Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, Nichnas Toicha? The answer is, you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going into a land. You're going into a land, you've got to see what's inside. Nichnas Betoicha, you've got to see what's going on inside the land. What is the inside? What's going on inside the land? The person's got to always look, even if he's busy with artsius, even if he's busy with materialism, you've got to see what's going on inside. Nichnas Betoicha, what's the inside story? That's a tikkun to that. That's a tikkun to Bereishis, that's a tikkun to Noach, that's a tikkun. And that's where we're leaving the Yom Nairam, we're leaving the Yerach Esonim, we're leaving Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, where we enclosed, where we were literally enclosed, secure and protected. And now Yaakov Halach Ladaka, now we're going to winter, we're facing the outside world, going back to our daily. A person's always got to remember, he's got to try and be as much as possible inside world. And that's why it's such a beautiful thing. People come and they learn before they go out to work. They're coming to an inside world. They're coming to be an Ishtam Yeshiva Holland before they go out. And that is in order that a person should always keep this cheshbon nefesh. The Eibush is a helfen, and it's Hashem that we should be zarcha to the Gula Shlema, we should be zarcha to Beis Mikdashenu and Sefrateinu, to come back to Eretz Yisrael, to be nichnas betoicha, it's Hashem, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen. I'm not going to call the flu. Yeah, write down your number. I'm going to phone. I'm going to call the 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 phone. I'm going to